嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
为什么要呢？
就是 today we're talking about the schwa sound.
The schwa sound. What is the schwa sound? It's basically
That's right. And guys, this is easily the most common sound in English.
对啊，不止很常见，很 common。我觉得它也是检验你口语是否地道的一个标准。就凭这一个音，你就可以听出这个人的口语是否很纯正。
嗯 ，That's right。
嗯，那这个 schwa sound 啊，其实常听我们课程的朋友可能对这个 sound 并不陌生，因为经常在开言会员课程里面，我们主播教大家发音，就啊，这是一个 schwa sound。
Right, exactly. But we should be very clear. The average native speaker will have no idea what the schwa sound is.
对，因为它还是一个挺学术，就是。教英文的人或者很认真学英文的人才会知道它是什么啊。好，那因为大家都是很认真的英语学习者嘛，所以现在就要告诉大家 schwa sound 中文它非常标准非常正式的一个翻译叫做非重读央元音，也有一些呢会翻成弱央元音。OK， 那非重读和弱读我们都比较容易理解啊。那什么是央元音呢？这个央就是中央中间的意思。其实也就是说，因为我们会有什么前元音后元音，主要前后中央指的是你舌头发音时候所处的位置。
Right. So when we're talking about the middle of our mouths, it means we're really not doing very much. We're just kind of opening our mouths and going,
对，大家有没有发现你make 这个 schwa sound 的时候，你没有很强的，没有很重的去发某个音，你是在一个非常 relaxed 状态底下。
Right, exactly. And so what I think we really should stress today is that this is all about stress. There are some things, some words, some parts of sentences that need to be stressed. And there are many other parts that don't.
对，其实英语里面这个重读和弱读一样重要啊。但是我觉得还是先可以给大家直观的一个感受，就是 schwa sound 长得什么样啊。在音标里面，它其实就是一个倒过来的那个
E.
E, right, that's your schwa sound.
That's the schwa sound. And if you guys look at that IPA pronunciation chart a lot, you're going to see it quite a bit. A lot, right. So maybe we should start with the schwa sound in a sentence.
好，我们给大家用一句话来展现。
Okay, so you guys probably know by now that not every word in a sentence needs to be stressed. It sounds very, very, very strange. So we often do not stress words like of, to, for.
对，因为这些词它并没有包含什么很重要的信息。
Right, exactly. So I could say something like, I went to the store to get a bottle of milk.
我去商店去买一瓶牛奶。那这里出现了几次的 to, 对吧？然后还有一个 of. 然后当 Adam 说到 I went to the store,To get a bottle of milk.
I went to the store to get a bottle of milk.
对，这个 to 其实它就变成了 schwa sound, T 加 schwa sound 变成了 t.
Right, and of course with the of, a lot of the times we don't even bother pronouncing the F sound. It's just a bottle of milk, a can of pop.
对，就变成了或者啦，对吧？A bottle of something.
A bottle of something. Give me a bottle of beer.
对，或者它变成 schwa sound 就是 a bottle of something. 好，那刚刚看完一句句子以后，现在我们用单词来举例好了。
Okay, so not only is stress very important in sentences, it's also very important in words, especially big words, humongous words.
好，比如我们很熟悉的一个词 about.
About. Okay, yes. So the schwa sound can be represented by the letter A, about.
所以这里的 A 就发 a 的音是吗
About, because the stressed part of about is the second syllable.
那个 about.
About. What are you talking about?
对 about. 好再来一个词 taken.
Taken. Okay, so there it's an E.Taken.
Taken. 所以它的 schwa sound 是在那个 ken 这边，对吧
？Yes, yes.
Okay. 好，小朋友写字或者大人也可以来用铅笔。
A pencil.
The pencil. Pencil 它是 c i l 结尾，但这里我们不念 pencil.
Right. Pencil.
pencil 这里就也是一个刷嗓，
嗯，
这个刷嗓就是 so 这里 so 对吧 pencil、嗯、好，那最后再举一个单词的例子，记忆回忆
啊、memory
memory
right
它的拼法 m-e-m-o-r-y 但我们不读 memory 我们读、嗯Memory,
memory
就把这个 MO 的音也变成了刷 sound、
yeah.
所以大家有没有发现就我们从小学的元音啊它的发音其实并不是发那个字母的音很多时候它在单词里的发音就变成了这个 的音
Right, exactly As long as that is the unstressed part of the word
OK, 弱读央元音
Right, exactly And sometimes you're going to see words that are speltthe same, but have different pronunciations.
Oh, for example?
Well, like a lot of my Chinese friends really like photography.
摄影
Photography, which means you like to take photos.
对，所以 photos 是 O 的音，但是说摄影就是 刷嗓。
Right, photography, because the stress is on that second syllable.
Okay, photography.
Photography. I like photography. I like taking photos.
嗯，那还有一些词，它词性不一样，发音也会不同，这个刷sound就出来了。比如说
well, for example, content.
Content.
Yes, yes, we are very content people here because our job is to make great content.
Content, 哦，就是满足和内容。
Right, exactly.
刷嗓在哪里呢?
Well, again, listen to where the speaker is not stressing, not adding any stress. Content. We make content. And that makes us very content.
哦，所以就那个 content.
Content.
就变成 con, 就是刷嗓。Right.
Are you content with your life?
OK, 好，那刷 sound 呢，它还会出现在一些比较固定的地方，就是一个词的前半部分前缀，对不对
？Right, so a lot of English teachers love to teach prefixes and suffixes to their students, but they'd never really teach them how to pronounce them properly.
OK, 比如说 RE 是一个很常见的前缀
Right, and it just means usually do it again or come back.
Right, 比如说 come back, return.
Return, exactly, return.
Return.
Yes.
它就是刷 sound 的 R 而不是 return.
Yes, exactly.
Return.
Yes, when will he return?
When will he reply?
When will he remember to reply?
Maybe he's with his relative.
Ah, yes. In that case, he should have no regrets.
好，那这些呢都是 RE 发 R 这个刷嗓的例子。哎，我发现它还有常出现的一个地方，就是前面你举例那个 went to the store to get something.T-O.
T-O, yeah. So often when a word starts with T-O, it's the same thing. Today.
Instead of today.
Right. So when I'm really angry at someone who's walking very slowly down the sidewalk, I might want to say something like, Today, let's go. Come on, today.
Today, 对，或者今晚。
Tonight.
Tonight,
yes.
我们要一起出去。
Oh, let's go together.
Together,、mm-hmm. 对不对？所以你把这个 to 变成 t 的发音，就会觉得哇，你的口语就很地道，就像美国人彼此说的这样。
Right, exactly.
好，那前面看很多这个词前半部分前缀啊、哦。现在我们来说说后缀吧
Okay, switch it up, really switching it up, right? Yeah, so it's the same thing with suffixes, because like prefixes, they're not really the stressed parts of the word. So one great suffix I always love to talk about is able or ible.
Able, right. A-B-L-E.
Right, so of course, able is a word. It means can. Are you able to blah, blah, blah?、
Mm.
But when it's on...A word at the end of a word as a suffix, we don't say able, we say able.
比如说
Are you available?
哦、oh, 有没有空 Available,、mm. 对不对就不是 available.
Available, yes. No. A word we use a lot here at Open Language is countable. Countable nouns.
对可数名词 or uncountable nouns.
Right.
不可数名词啊。Mm-hmm.或者最简单的一个和 able 有关的词
Doable
Is it doable?
Is it doable?
是不是、mm. Doable 啊、所以大家有没有发现 able 都变成了 a bowl.
A bowl, do a bowl.
对，就是你的 schwa sound. 好，那另外还有很常见的一个后缀就是 ible.
Same thing, different spelling, but the exact same pronunciation. So is it possible that I could get a raise?
Possible.
Oh, it's possible?
Possible,
对。I suppose you could also say impossible.
Yeah. 所以这里我们不要看它的拼写是 I, 就读成possible, I should possible.
Right.
Oh, a raise. That's a terrible idea.
No, it's terrible that I'm not getting a raise. In fact, it's horrible.
Oh, 对，我很想给你 raise, 但这个也不是我决定的。对。
Horrible.
Horrible. Once again, 我们不说 terrible, horrible, 而是Horrible.
Right, terrible, horrible.
好，那今天跟大家讲了一下英语里面啊非常魔性的一个发音，这个 schwa sound 弱央元音。其实我自己学它的时候，就首先你知道它的发音是这个啊就可以，然后你就可以不断的把它应用在不同的单词，然后这些单词出现在句子里面。So instead of saying today, you should start saying.Today. Exactly. Start it today, right? Because anything is possible.
That's right.
It's totally doable.
We can all do it together.
对。好，那关于这个 schwa sound, 大家还有什么问题吗？都可以在今天的留言里面跟我们分享。那如果你有什么自己练习 schwa sound 的好窍门，那也鼓励你留言分享给大家。那在开言呢，我们就是会通过这些经验 tips 的分享，以及像我们会员课程里面很地道的场景化的口语来教大家把英语学得更好。所以大家可以下载我们的 app 开言英语免费试用。Okay, that's it from us. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.